Here's Dick Cavett. He is with us. He's one of my all-time broadcasting heroes. This is huge for me. Anyway, there's so much to talk about. Let's get to it. Dick Cavett is with us. Dick, thank you so much.
It's all right. You make this very painless.
Well, thank you.
Have me back.
Oh, we would love to. I am very happy to have our next guest with us. He was communications director for the Republican National Committee from 2011 to 17, and its chief strategist from 2015 to 2017, Sean Spicer. Sean, thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet, Steve. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. One of my comedic icons, Mr. Lewis Black, is back with us. Lewis, thanks so much for doing it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Guess what? I was right. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Lewis. Lewis Black, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest has been with us before. It's great to have her back. Jasmine El-Gamal, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, the Center on International Security. Hi. How are you, Jasmine?
Hi, it's so good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Right now, our first guest, a young comedian who, if he keeps up this pace and works hard, I think he's going to be very famous someday. You may have heard of him. His name is Jay Leno.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
I'm fine, thank you. Our next guest is the governor of Ohio, a major player in last year's mayhem with the Republican party. I call it mayhem. I'm a Democrat, but I'll tell you, the one man that stood out to me in that field of 16 or 17 people during all those debates and such, and the whole campaign, was our next guest, the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Steve, it's good to be with you. Yeah, it was mayhem, right? I was sort of chuckling when you used the term, but what can you say? It was pretty unbelievable.
I'm really excited about this because this first guest is one of my favorite people on television. And I'm not just saying this because she's on the phone. I watch her every day. I followed the entire 2016 campaign with her. She is a correspondent for NBC News and an anchor for MSNBC. She won the 2017 Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism. And what a great story. The new book is unbelievable, My Front Row Seat to the Craziest Campaign in American History. She is Katie Turr. Katie, it's just an honor. I'm a huge fan, so.
Steve, thank you so much for having me, and what an introduction. Thank you.
That's weird. That Glenn Garvin, our first guest, our friend from the Miami Herald, requested that as a walk-up song. Anyway, here he is, Glenn Garvin, Miami Herald. Hi, Glenn. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So, anyway, thanks for joining us, as always.
Great to be here. And I got to hear a new version of Anna Moon.
Yeah.
How cool is that?